Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. While the governor has not tightened restrictions on gatherings or numbers of people in businesses, we have been hearing some reports of restaurateurs in Michigan voluntarily stopping indoor dining amid this third surge of COVID infections. One such restaurant, Slow's Barbecue in Corktown, Detroit. Joining us to tell us more about that decision is Phil Cooley, the founder and owner of Slow's. Phil, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
How did you know it was time to put indoor dining on pause again?
We follow the numbers pretty religiously throughout this whole process, and we obviously have all seen the scary things happening in Michigan right now with the spike, and so this is something that we were talking about before the governor announced the voluntary closure, which was just considering that, you know, a mandatory one would be coming potentially. So we weren't caught off guard by any means. And it's, you know, something we ultimately made for ourselves based on our current situation.
Yeah. At the same time, you're very matter of fact about this, but I've got to believe, as the person who's the owner of the business, like, this has to, was this a hard decision for you to make?
Yeah, it's, you know, this is one of many difficult decisions we've had to make throughout, you know, the pandemic. Obviously, you know, we do great on the weekends, especially now during the pandemic. The disparity between the weekends and weekdays are considerable. You know, we'd love the extra money. We need it badly, and our employees need it as well. But you know, the reality is these are unprecedented times. And, you know, whether it's the scientists that are doing the best that they can, or the economists that are doing the best that they can, or just the local entrepreneur doing the best that they can to try to predict and understand and make the right decisions, you know, we're all flying a little blind. And throughout this whole process, we've erred on the you know, the side of caution, because it's our employees' health, it's our customers' health, and it's our health. And right or wrong, that's the decision we've been making. And we hope that, you know, this is something we can get through the sooner the better. And this is the way that we personally feel we can do that. So we're, you know, reluctantly making this decision, obviously, but, and not judging others that haven't. It's just that we're lucky that we have, obviously, outdoor dining, and carry out.
Yeah. You know, we have talked to some different restaurants that serve very different kinds of food. Obviously, it's been really tough for white table restaurants to go without in-person dining. How has business been for you? Is the barbecue crowd willing to do some carry out?
Yes. We've been fortunate, you know, before the pandemic, 10 years ago, we built a carryout location for commissary, carryout, and catering. So we're, you know, that location is set up for it. Grand Rapids has done, you know, okay. You know, when I'm trying to be positive, of course. This has been terrible for business for everyone, but, you know, a little bit better than if it were just dining, because we were set up for carryout ahead of time. You know, catering has been brutal, obviously, but carryout has certainly been the star for us throughout this whole process, and we've adapted too. We've done things like you order ahead of time in your neighborhood. You get your local neighborhood, you know, your friends to place an order as well. And if we get it like 10 carryout orders that we can bundle, the person who organizes gets theirs for free. So we've had great success doing these kind of bundled packages where we'll actually travel to communities. So it's like, you know, just like everybody, we've just tried to adapt as much as possible to fit into these new times.
That's really smart. As folks no doubt are able to hear, you're a family man, Phil. I know you've got young kids at home. What, if anything, does balance look like for a restaurant owner who has to be on location a lot, but also, you know, young kids who need you at home, too?
Well, you know, I'm lucky to have great partners. And, you know, folks definitely have that 3,000-yard stare. You know, they're to say it's zombie-esque, it's an understatement. Folks are just absolutely taxed, and I totally understand that. I am not as day-to-day. I'm really only in the restaurant like once a week, where my partners are there 7 days a week, but I have other responsibilities in construction and things like that. So we're all in this together. And so, yeah, it's, you know, honestly, my wife who has a side gig, that used to be her permanent gig, making jewelry, you know, because of raising a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, quite frankly, she seems to have it the hardest out of anyone I know, because of, you know, all these limitations. You don't even think about it till you're in it. You know, the lack of play dates, the lack of music classes or going to the library to read books and all the things that you rely so heavily on. Everyone's just, you know, really struggling.
Right. Phil, I know that some of your neighbors in Corktown have had to make very hard decisions to end businesses. Detroit Institute of Bagels closed just down the street. Does that make you nervous?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's a big part of why folks love Detroit, you know, is the businesses and the things that you have access to of living in a city. And so the business community is plays an important role in that. And so we hope that folks are able to make it. And, you know, and they obviously, these are employers. So part of what makes, you know, living in the city possible is the job market. And so it's, you know, we're just hoping, you know, that we can figure this out sooner than later, because I know there's just tremendous struggle for everybody. I really feel for folks. We closed a business just before the pandemic. And because of that, you know, we were hoping to move somebody else in that, and it's been impossible. So I understand the pain and struggle of it, and hope for the best for everyone.
You know, there's a certain amount of, I guess, what I think of as mobility in the restaurant industry. It's pretty rare to find a place that has been making what it makes for, you know, 20 years or 30 years, not to say that we don't really treasure those businesses that do go the distance. But what is your take on the ability of the restaurant industry, or even just the neighborhood in Corktown, to weather the storm over the long term?
Yeah, I guess it's been adaptability, you know, and I think of some of those businesses that were there before us in Corktown, LJ's Lounge and Nemo's, and, you know, there are others, the Lagerhaus. You know, these are places that have been so many different things to so many different people. And as the neighborhood has changed, they too have changed, whether it's like moving from an Irish bar to a rock and roll venue, or moving from a sports bar to in the neighborhood, walking to the stadium, to a sports bar that has transportation, or LJ's, you know, Robert, the owner there, worked the line of GM and, you know, went from kind of being open sporadically because, you know, the bread and butter was his job with GM to adapting in so many ways, from comedy nights to karaoke night to just many different things to who they are today. So I think that to be in this game, you can never rely on being who you were, you know, even 3 years ago. It's always about staying current and with your employees, staying current with the trends and yeah. So I think that's adaptability would be it.
That's key. I want to ask you a question, just as a guy who lives in Detroit, less as a restaurant owner. Do you think the governor should be restricting indoor dining, or is this the right way to let everybody make their own decisions?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not in her position. And, you know, it's been incredibly hard, this whole process, and the fact that she's had to go through the things she's had to go through, from the threats that have happened. It's just, some people's behavior has been appalling. The idea that her life is threatened over it is just a very sad fact. And so, you know, at this point, after being in the pandemic for this long, it's hard for me to play armchair, you know, governor and tell her what to do. We made the decision based on our reality, and I appreciated the closures as a Detroiter, as a parent. I appreciated the closures in the past. I felt it was necessary. On a personal level, I feel that we could have maybe got through this quicker had we just done it, been more strict at a certain point. But I'm not a part of the CDC. I'm not privy to the information that they have. And I tend to be maybe naive, maybe Pollyannish, maybe I'm too trusting, but I'm the person that signed up for my vaccine and signed up for the closure, because I'm just hoping to move past this as efficiently and quickly as possible.
Phil Cooley is the founder and owner of Slow's Barbecue in Corktown. Hey, Phil, it's great talking to you. Hang in there.
Thank you so much. Be well and be safe.